We're learning Siman Tov Reish Pei Hei, and this is in our Mishneh Berurah editions published by Dirshu. It's on page 298. Say the Arba Parshiyos. We're starting Chas Purim with the Arba Parshiyos. Okay, I want to get to see Vav Beis Hashem, and I want to look at Mishneh Berurah Sifkot and Aleph in greater detail as well, which gives us the background of the four Parshiyos. Very, very interesting indeed. So Reish Chodesh Ador. Hasamoch leNissan, Rosh Chodesh Ador, which is near Nissan, Shchalis b'Shabbos, which falls on Shabbos, Kirin Parsha Shkolim. Okay, that's the first one. To Rosh Chodesh Ador, which is near Nissan, we read Parsha Shkolim. She kisiso v'adosiso kion lechoshes, and that's the psukim we read. Umaftir, and after is v'ichos yoyodam. We take out three Sephorim. Bachas, on the first one, Kher Pashavua. We lay in the normal, regular Pashavua. Peshein Nishol Chodesh. And the third one, Vishlishi Kherim Mafti, Pashashkolim. The third one is Mafti, which is a Pashashkolim. Now, this is all with regards to Pashashkolim. The Mishneh Berurah gives us the background information we really need to know about the Abba Pashias. Sifkot Nalav Rosh Chodesh Ador. Havaya Bekitsa, I will. Write a short summary in the idea of Abba Parshiyos, of the four Parshiyos. And it's as follows. Chazal, Tiknu Likrois Abba Parshiyos. Chazal have decreed and decided to read the Abba Parshiyos. Beshono, Merosh Chodesh Ador, from Rosh Chodesh Ador, at Rosh Chodesh Nissan until Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Mishneh Berurah tells us that Gemara tells us there is four Parshas which have to be read. Lezichoin as a reminder of Arba Advarim of four matters. Vehem Elu, and these are the four. Harishoin, says the Mishneh Berurah, the first one. He Parsha Shkolim. That is Parsha Shkolim. Why do we read Parsha Shkolim? Why do we read Parsha Shkolim? Shkolim is always good to think about. Shkolim, you know, the money, what's Parsha Shkolim? Why? So, Lezichoin Mitzvahs Machsa Shekel, the reason is, as a reminder of Machtzis, Mitzvahs Machsa Shekel, She's Boy Mesomuch, which will be explained shortly. Shoyim Chuyovim Litin Lishka, they were obligated to give to the Lishka, to the public, public funding, public collection, Lekorban Atomit B'chol Shono. So, the way it worked was, that there was, every day there was a korban tomit, which was sacrificed. Now it cost a lot of money to bring a korban tomit every single day. For every single day of the year, there was a korban, yeah, that's right, twice a day. Korban shel shachar, and tomit shel ben amayim. Twice a day there was a korban. Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to pay for it? So it's a collective funding. Collective funds. Crowdfunding, that's right. Why didn't do a matching campaign? Why didn't do a matching campaign? So I don't know. So the way it was, once a year, there was a funds raised, which would have to suffice for all the korban tomit for the entire year. And that was, and to commemorate that, so that's just a, as opposed to, we'll see soon, this over here is just a reminder. So we read Parsha Shkolim because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash they collected Shkolim. So now we remember by reading the relevant psukim.
What's the purpose of the korban?
Korban tomit, as the pasuk says, every single day. In Beis Hamikdash there had to be a korban tomit in the morning and a korban tomit in the afternoon. Whatever happens, well, the reason for that is, I'm not sure, but it was korban tomit was the prime and most essential korban in many ways. It's, that's the equivalent of Shachriz Mincha, the equivalent of the Korban Tomit. Does it go within Korban Tomit? It's not, it's Korban Tomit. I don't know if it's, So in line with that, we have to collect the funds and we remember that by reading the relevant Pesukim. That's Parshas Shekolim. That is, yes. So how exactly it falls, we'll see the same vav, how you actually, how you do it, how it actually falls. But we're now discussing the order of the four. So that's the first of the four. Hold on. I think you're gonna. So the second one is Ashniya. The second one is Parshas Zochar. Now Parshas Zochar is easy to know when that falls because that's always going to be. Parshas Zochar is always going to be exactly the Shabbos before Purim. Parshas Zochar. What is it for? Litain Lizkoy Masa Amolek. That's to remember Masa Amolek. That will always be to Shabbos before Purim. Lesom chomayz lemaisa Haman to get it close to the evil actions of Haman. Shayom zera Amalek, which was from the offspring and zera of Amalek. And kedei lehaktim zechiras mechiras Amalek l'asiyoso. And since the remembering comes before the asiyah, the doing, v'tachsiv ayomim o'ele niskoim v'nasim. So we have to remember Amalek before we do Purim. Zechira comes before doing. Therefore, Zochar comes before Purim. Now, I want to just point out something. It's perhaps obvious, but all the other parshas, well, certainly, Heshkolim and Chodesh and Po as well, according to most Mefarshim, they are what? On what level are they? They are for sure the Rabbanans, because we remember, by reading the relevant psukim, remember the giving of the Shkolim. So it's a remember. Zochar is the only one which is not a, it's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa. So it's actually interesting because it's called Zochar, and of course there's an element of remembering in it. But really, it's a mitzvah in its own of remembering somebody. It's as opposed to commemoration as zikoron ba'alma. So that's Parshas Zochar, which is number two. Hashlish is the third one. He parshas poradum, which is parshas poraduma. What's that all about? If you b'shabbos shikodim parshas chodesh, that also it's always fixed. Parshas poro is always Shabbos before parshas chodesh. Shekinoyos sreifos b'midbar somoch l'nisan. It's burning. The burning of the poraduma is always before chodesh nisan. Kedilahazo is po es Yisrael be'if rachatos miad achakom az hamishkan. So that is always being read before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's the rule of Parshas Poro. Kedeshi Torim v'yuchlo lazos haPesach b'zmanoy. The reason why, because then they had to bring a korban, a poradum, or they had to bring a poradum in order to be pure for the korban Pesach. So now, in order to be pure for the korban Pesach they needed to have a poradum. Would be Matayah them. And therefore, just like they had a genuine Poraduma, we think about it by reading the relevant Psukim. So that's number three. Parshas Pora being always the one before Shchodesh Nisan. It's a part of a tefillah. That also us, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu should purify us also. Finally, the last one. His Parshas Chodesh. B'Shabbos Asomach Lish Chodesh Nissen, K'dei L'Kaddish Chodesh Nissen, that's to be Kaddish the month of Nissen, T'Ksir B'Toyra, HaChodesh Zalachem, Rosh Chodoshim, HaVal'en Zikar HaKiddush, K'Ikar HaKiddush U'Beisri Zalavon. Of course, it's not, we're not sanctifying it by reading the Psukim, but of course the sanctification of the Chodesh comes with Riyaz Zalavon by seeing the moon. Shemekadosh Mois HaBezin, V'Ein HaKir HaZois, Elam Drabonon. Obviously, the reading of the Psukim is only Midrabonim. So here we go. These are the four backgrounds of the four Shabbos, the four Abba Pashios. The four Pashios. Okay, we're ready for Sif Beis. B'Shabbos, Shnia Motzin, Shnei Sforim. On the second Shabbos, we take two Sforim out. V'echot Kore Pashos Shvua, Hovasheni Kore Zoche, Zashe Oso Lecha Molek. This is Pashos Zoche. So Pashos Zoche is also, again, we have the normal reading, the normal laning, and after that, we lane Pashos Zoche. And there's an interesting Mishnah Berurah here. What would happen in a this is a real life story. What happens in a shul that forgets to do the Arba Parshiyos in the morning? It forgets one of the four.
One
one of the this first one. They haven't got into the swing of things yet. So, okay, so let's skip out Zochay. Let's just go for Shkolim. Let's go for Shkolim. Okay, they forget. They don't have they're not a reliable gaba, and they totally forget about it. Very good. Question number one. Let's start with next week. If they forget all week, should they rather next week do Shkolim as well? Or is that too late? Question number one. I was actually thinking about the next Shabbos. But question number two will be Monday, Thursdays. And question number three will be, should they do Bamincha? If they actually remember, Bamincha, should they rather do Shkolim Bamincha?
Would it follow the Tashlim and rules of whether when you forget Yalav Yav and Rosh Chodesh? When you forget Yalav Yav and Rosh Chodesh, Shachar's Mincha, you repeat, don't you? But you don't. Right?
You're correct. So you're saying that what? So you're saying that's...
Might follow that pattern.
Leaning different than Shmoneh, than Yalav Yavah, but you're saying that still...
It might be that you kind of have to go to Kula, because it's
the Rabban. So you see that, surely... Right, any other suggestions? What if they forget Shkolim in the morning? Can it be redone or not? This has happened. No, he couldn't. Very good. So the answer is certainly it's a very good question. Is it din of the four parashas? Is it din in the tzibur? Is it something that the kehillah needs to hear as a community, or is it an individual needs to hear the leaning? So certainly this is a very valid question with regards to the parashas Shkolim, Paron Chodesh. Zochah is probably different. So the answer is it's actually communal obligation as opposed to individual obligation.
Even Zochah, which is
Zochah is different. Is the reason that's a discussion? It's not pashtos. It's chavas yochid. Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah paskens over here. It's in the middle of a hidden away in this Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bates, which is an extremely long Mishnah Berurah. He says as follows over here. I'm in the middle, of about 8 lines from the bottom in the Pesiv Cotton Bates. Im eru shaloi korah parshim. Im eru, if it happened, shaloi korah parshim inyona shalim. If to forget the leaning of this particular week, ein lo tashlumin. There is no tashlumin. How do you translate it? There's no makeup. What's a better word? There's no compensation. There's no compensation in Shabbos above for the next Shabbos. And he's quoting the Shaya Fahim for that. So what does that teach us? Oh! So how you medayik the Mishnah Berurah? That what? That doing for Mincha should be fine, absolutely. So the poskim say, so what we have the Mishnah Berurah saying clearly is that you can't compensate next week. That's forget it. That can't happen. But what the Achronim do learn, what the Poskim do learn, what the Medaikim, what the Rabbonim learn, is the Poskim, they interpret the Mishnah Berurah. All right, okay, so next Shabbos I can't. But they're making that very doing. Next Shabbos I can't. But on that Shabbos Mincha, I could still do it. And that seems to be Halacha L'maaseh. If it does happen that they forget to do the leaning of Shkolim, for instance, in the morning, they should really do it by Mincha.
Make a way of being Medaik there is to say that you still got time on the Monday and the Thursday. That's a make a way.
And you could do Monday.
Monday, is that the wrong way to do
a diet? So I don't know about Monday, Thursday, beyond... I suppose Shabbos is certainly better than Monday, Thursday. The question is if they forgot all Shabbos, if they can do Monday, Thursday. Actually, think about it now. I doubt that it would work, because the leaning of Monday, Thursday is actually... It's a different takona, and I would be surprised if you can do the takona. Yeah, but this is the Arbo Parshas is an explicit special takona.
Rosh Chodesh fell on a Monday or Thursday. You replace it
in Gantz, don't you? Yeah. But over here, the Arba Parshas is a takana which was specifically made for Shabbosos. And it's a special designated leaning as a second sefer. So I doubt that it would work on Monday, Thursday. Interesting question. Okay. Now, Sif Gimel Mishnin Shulchan Aruch. Peshabbos Shlishit on the third Shabbos. Hu Shehu Tezvov Be'adom Afsikin. On the third Shabbos. If it's within the first 15 days of Adom, Afsikin is a Hafsoka, a break. Uvashavas Avias, Shuchov Beis, La Adom, Oitzin, Shnei Svarim. And then, if it's after the 22nd, then we're going to take two Svarim, and we will do Paro. Be'echot Koyer Pashas HaShavuov, Vesheni Koyer Pashas Paro. Humafti Vzrakti Aleichem Aim Toirim. So if it's within the first 15 days of the month, we're going to do Paro. Otherwise, we're going to wait until after that. סיב דלת, בשבס חמיש הוא חופטס באדום, מוצאים שני ספורים, פרחת קוי פרש שבוע, ושני חודש זה לכם, and that's now the final, so that's the פרש החודש, הוא מבטי בראשון באחד החודש. Okay, that's that. Now I want to there's confusion at times about when you have three sforim. So when can it happen? You have three sforim. So Chanukah, we have at times three sforim. When Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is three sforim, and the other time that we can have three sforim is Pesach Pasach. I don't know. Can you check this year? I forgot to check. So it can be that you have three sforim. If you have, pardon.
I think Shkolim might be this year, maybe.
Shkolim is what?
Possibly on Rosh Chodesh, I'm not sure. I think
so. Yeah, quickly check. Can somebody check? Is Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh? Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What part of the Chodesh is it? How many weeks away is it?
No. Pashas Mishpatim.
Pashas Mishpatim, Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Rosh Chodesh Hadar. Rosh Chodesh Hadar. So according to Rabbi Tepper, who has just confirmed it, that Rosh Chodesh Hadar is Pashas Mishpatim, which is simultaneously also Pashas Shkolim. Here you go. Three Sforim on one Shabbos. Technical issues. How do you deal with three Sforim? Okay, so Mishpatim gives us guidelines and guidance. How you deal with three sforim in terms of the Chatzi Kaddish. And it's only relevant a couple of times a year, but as rare as it is, that's how often there's confusion about it. Let's see how the Mishnah Berurah guides us through this. Siv Kotten Hei. V'sheni Shalot Chodesh. U'maschilin B'yayim HaShabbos. You start with Yom HaShabbos. U'manichin Sefer Torah HaShlishis Etzlo. So you put the third Sefer Torah on it. So all the three sforim will be on the Bima. For Oimrin, and you say Chatzi Kaddish, you then say the Chatzi Kaddish. So there you go. You put the three Sforim on it. So you lay in, you put the three Sforim on it. And then, you say, only then you say Chatzi Kaddish. V'im achas shigom ha-pash ha-shabas, tov v'lo kach ha-sefer toiro, shemigulelis al-pash ha-shkolim, uveich lefonim v'schelikrois, hishayim ha-pash ha-shkolim. Okay, so if you make a mistake, then how do you deal with it? Okay, but the point, what I wanted to point out, is that if you have that contrary to what perhaps you've been inclined to do, so you put all the three sforim and then you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then you carry on with the leaning with the leaning. The Mishnah, yeah. About the Yoitzres, how you dealt with the Yoitzres, he discussed here too. Okay, now, a bit more about Seif. Hey, Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar, HaSomach L'Nissan B'Soich Yimei HaShavua. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls close to, if Chol Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSomach L'Nissan B'Soich Yimei HaShavua, if it falls midweek, V'Afilu B'Erev Shabbos, even if it's a Friday, Ma'akdim Liko is Pasha Shkolim B'Shabbos Shetifonu Mavsik in B'Shnio, that you'd interrupt, you do the Hefsik on the second Shabbos, K'dei Shete Pasha Zoche B'Shabbos HaSmuch HaLepurim Shetifonu. So here is the rule, what we have to remember, the key, and the key what we've got to remember is that Pasha Shetochoi always, that's how it's calculated, Parshas Zocho is always going to be the Shabbos before Purim. There's no exception to that. And you work backwards. So Parshas HaShavua is, Parshas Zocho is always going to be, Parshas Zocho is always going to be before Purim. V'im Chal Purim Be'erev Shabbos, as this year, is happening. If Purim falls on Friday, that's right, no? Purim is on Friday, it's here. Yep. So what happens then? Ma'akdim in Liko is Parshas Zocho B'Shabbos Shelefonov. So Parshas Zocho will be preceding the Shabbos before that. So again, Zoche will always be before Shabbos. For those who are inclined to... Yeah. It's not a real Chiddush, it's just that pointing out, although it is so close, and you'd have perhaps assumed that... Yeah, that's right. Very good, yeah? Yeah, you'd perhaps assume that you do the subsequent Shabbos, but no, Zoche always has to come before Purim. Now, this is a bit cryptic for us who don't create calendars, but let's read it inside. Anyway, Yom Shiroi Gvoya Bayim Rosh Chodesh Adar, the days that Rosh Chodesh can fall is Zavdu, which is, you can either be on the 7th, the 2nd, the 4th, or the 6th. V'simel HaShabbos HaAfsoke, Zatu, Beis Vav, Dalet Dalet, this is cryptic for us. Pshut Lachum Dos Brin Kloimam Shchal Osh Chodesh B'Shabbos Mafsikin B'Chamish Oso Boi V'Simon Zatuk Shchal P'Yom Sheni Mafsikin Boi B'Vav Boi V'Simon Beis Vav Shchal P'Yom Revi Mafsikin B'Dalet Boi V'Simon Dalet Dalet Shchal P'Yom Shishi Mafsikin B'Shtei Shabbos Beis Boi V'Yud Vav Boi V'Simon Uva Yoi. Now again, this is a bit cryptic for us. We don't create calendars, but it's those who are writing the calendars, they took this into consideration. And but Siv Zayin, I want to finish off with Siv Zayin. Yesh Oyim Shepash Zocher Pashas Paradum Chayuv Minikoyes Medireise. And this is really important. Some hold that Zocher is Medireise, and that's pretty much how we paskan. Zocher is Medireise, but he doesn't only bring Pashas Zocher. He also says Pashas might also be Medireise. Lefichach, therefore. Those places who don't have a minion, they must go to a place which has a minion, which in order to hear those pashas of the reis. Rabbi say, so here it is. Pashas Tochem may be the reis, but not only that, but Pashas Poro may also be the reis. If they are unable to come and join the place where there is a minion, and Mikol Mokem, nevertheless, he's already got some benigosam v'tamum. That's interesting. If a person is unable to hear the laning of Pashas Zocher properly, at least he should hear, says the Ramah, he should at least, if he can't do it with the minion, at least he should do it with the nigun, with the top, and read it accurately and precisely. So, of course, Zocher is a deraisa, but as to whether that means necessarily that you've got to have it with a minion, that's a different machloikus. So even if you hold that Pashas Zocher is deraisa, you may still be yoitza to do it on your own without the minion, as long as you read it correctly and accurately. And therefore, the poets can say, if a person is unable to hear the leaning, of course, lechatchila, we hold that zocher is deraisa, and therefore, we are careful to hear with the minion. But if a person is unable to attend the minion, for whatever the reason may be, at least he should still not give up on it. And at second best, too, as the Ramah says, he should read it accurately and correctly. I want to point out, there's a machloikas, which we brings in, it's a wide machlokes achonim as to whether women are obligated in Pashas Zocher or not. Very widely.
It's not about
class. Pardon?
When he reads it by himself, you say not on klaf.
Yeah, even without the klaf. Correct. If a. As to whether a woman is obligated Pashas Zocher or not, that remains a machlokes achonim. What's the minhag? Women have quite. They try to. No?
Probably not this year.
Perhaps not this year, yeah. I don't know, but.
How many women are
going to
go to
shul
this year? Everyone.
Same thing. Yeah, okay. So. In Edgewell, we are Machbed. Yeah, I think that generally the minhag has become. The women as a. There are women who have the Messiah who are not attending. This may not be just laziness. No, it may just be because their mothers used to not. They were not makpid on it. Because it may be a mitzvah shesis mangoma, or there may be other reasons for it as well. Either way, there were ladies. There are women who had the minhag to read Pashas Zocher for mechumish and reading it loud or even quietly, but accurately and precisely, and thereby fulfilling those opinions. How old that Pashas Zocher is deraisa, but not necessarily it's on Shabbos. It's going to be. I can after Shabbos. Well, okay. No, this that custom is generally accepted to do it or not on Zoom. Okay, and Mishnah Berurah does point that I'll finish.
Do you not have to read it from a klaf? Because we learn in this week's parsha it says Simna B'Sefer.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And we learn from that a din of the Megillah itself has to
correct,
be the klaf.
Correct. But the mitzvah Zechir Zamolek.
Mechir Zamolek also.
Yeah. So Zechir Zamolek may not have anything to do with it, and may not be necessarily according to those poskim may not be necessarily be klaf.
Just to finish off, the famous machloek is as to whether you say it with a segel or with a tzere. Is it zecher amolek or zecher amolek? And everybody should do it according to his own minig. Okay, a bit more on this tomorrow with Shem, but then we're going to move on already from Tanis Esther, which will be with Shem tomorrow evening. Okay, good evening.